relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Welcome back, dear friends. Wow. When you are wading through the jungles of the legal battle that has been joined and trying to just identify a path forward, you need some true expertise. You need people who've been there, seen it, done it, got the T-shirt, and have written books about it. Ball of Collusion is a superb book. It's by Andy McCarthy, contributing editor at National Review, former chief assistant U.S. attorney. And he has just I tell you what, the scales fell from my eyes when I read his latest piece about the current imbroglio concerning the election. It's Andy McCarthy, Election 2020. What's going on with our Supreme Court? Here's how to understand it. We're going to post it now on our Twitter feed, on our Facebook feed. Before we speak to America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani, we have the man himself, Andy McCarthy. Welcome back to America First.
Seb, great to be with you, but if you have Rudy, you have the man himself. I'm just a sideshow. I guess I'm the warm-up act.
Well, look, false modesty is unbecoming. It truly is unbecoming because I have to
He's my boss. He hired me.
I know. It's, you know, one team, right? America, let's have one team. But let's talk about this article because, for me, this decision on Pennsylvania – on postal ballots, early voting, commingling, and the way you illustrate the logic or the apparent illogic of Chief Justice John Roberts is truly Byzantine. I thought I was reading something from the city-state of Florence under Machiavelli. Could you walk us through just the last 2 weeks and what the Dickens is going on in the Supreme Court?
It really is dizzying, but we have this case in Pennsylvania where the issue is whether it's a very straight issue of constitutional law compared to some of the other election issues that we have to deal with. And that is, does a state court have the authority to change the law that the state legislature enacts in order to conduct elections under circumstances where the Constitution expressly gives that power to the state legislature? And what's at issue is whether these votes that were tabulated or included in the 3 days after Election Day through Friday of last week can count or not in Pennsylvania. So the Supreme Court should obviously have taken this case a couple of weeks ago, because the time to straighten out what the rules of an election should be is before the election happens.
Yes.
But they have bent over backwards not to take it. It's really, to my mind, Seb, not explicable by anything other than politics, because Chief Justice Roberts voted with the three liberal justices in order to avoid taking the case, which forced a 4-4 tie, which meant the court couldn't act.
And let's stop there for a second. So he kind of played a bit of sleight of hand that they just said, we're just not going to look at it, right? We're just going to not entertain this application.
Exactly right. And then when the same issue came up in Wisconsin, except it was a federal judge rather than a state judge, at that point, it was obvious that Justice Barrett was going to get on the court. She hadn't got on it yet.
Yes.
And we're at a point where Roberts was not going to be able, as a practical matter, to do that kind of sleight of hand, it seemed, to get out of ruling on these cases. So at that point, he said, a judge doesn't have the authority to change the state law as long as it's a federal judge. But he said that, you know, it's a very different thing when it's a federal judge rather than a state court. And, of course, what the Constitution says, and Roberts is a brilliant lawyer, he knows this, what the Constitution says is it's the state legislature that has the power to do this. It doesn't distinguish between, you know, federal, state, in terms of who doesn't have the power to do it. But I think what Roberts is doing is clearly maneuvering. So finally, Seb, last week, right before the election, the Republican Party of Pennsylvania went back to the court again to ask them to hear the case on an expedited basis, not for an injunction, but to go to the merits of the case. And they would not hear it on an expedited basis before the election, but they haven't decided whether they'll take it, let alone rule on it after the election. There's clearly three judges, justices, who want to take the case.
So Alito, Thomas, and Gorsuch.
Right. And we don't know where Justice Barrett is. I think Justice Kavanaugh, who knows better, was kind of recruited by Roberts to vote with the left to make a 5-3 ruling that they wouldn't take it on an expedited basis before the election, to give some cover to Justice Barrett, because they're clearly worried that the demagoguery against Barrett during her confirmation was that Trump was putting her on the court to steal the election for him, and
okay.
And so on.
Andy, you got to stop. This is the Game of Thrones. This is an episode of Game of Thrones, and you used the word maneuvering, and I'm going to be impolitic. I'm just going to say it as I see it. This isn't maneuvering or jurisprudence. This is politics, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it absolutely is politics, Seb. What's happening here is really, to my mind, a version or an iteration of what happened in 1937. You know, we all on the right, we like to remember that as the most powerful president of the 20th century at a time when he had the commanding heights of power in Washington, was unable to pack the court.
Yes.
But what people forget about that little story is the court packing worked, in the sense that it put pressure on the court and the court changed its jurisprudence. So
it behaved in a way to placate the political power.
Correct. Right. So what's happening now? At the same time, all this election stuff has come up, and Barrett had her confirmation hearing right before the election. The Democrats are talking about packing the court, and they're talking about rotating Supreme Court justices to the circuits rather than having them sit on the Supreme Court. We can't think the court doesn't hear that.
So do we have any faith that this is actual court jurisprudence based upon the law, or just the very sneaky maneuvering through the shoals of politics to avoid actually making a decision based upon the Constitution? Okay. Am I too cynical?
Yeah, no, I don't think you're too cynical. I mean, I think I don't want to overstate it, because I think this case is a one-off. It doesn't mean that every single case is political. There's too many that actually are tinged by politics. But I think here's what Roberts is hoping. He wants to ride this out, Seb, hoping that those votes won't make any difference to the outcome of the election, and therefore maybe the court can completely duck this issue. He doesn't want a Bush v. Gore. He doesn't want a Bush v. Gore situation where it looks like the Supreme Court is picking the president.
So the matters of principle must be avoided.
This one.
Isn't that a problem if it's the U.S. Constitution, the highest court in the land?
Well, I think it's a problem. Justice Roberts, who operates a rarefied air that I don't visit, thinks it's less of a problem than taking the case would be, and he gets to, as long as he can corral four justices or five justices, he gets to make that call.
It really sounds like some city-state from the 17th century. He's Andy McCarthy. Follow him right now, Andrew C. McCarthy. In the last minute we have with you, Andy, the question of commingled ballots. Once the provenance of a ballot that cannot be confirmed, that ballot is mixed in with other ballots, there's no remedy, is there, legally?
Well, yeah, you get to a point where, you know, what can't happen won't happen, right? You can't issue. It's like you know, going down to the shore and ordering the tide not to come in. You know, you can't order something that can't happen. As far as Pennsylvania is concerned, though, we've been told that they made a commitment to Justice Alito that they would segregate the ballots so that even though they counted them, they haven't commingled them such that that can't be undone. So if we ever get a ruling on this case, we'll see.
We shall indeed. In the meantime, I'm getting more and more cynical with this thing called the Supreme Court of the United States. In the meantime, educate yourself. Read the incredible columns at foxnews.com and elsewhere by Andy McCarthy and his superlative book, Ball of Collusion. Follow him, Andrew C. McCarthy, on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next, America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, will be with us for the latest from the front lines of this legal battle across the nation to try and ensure the probity and the transparency of a thing called the presidential election. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Never before in the history of our republic has a president received 71 million votes. Donald Trump, despite the calumny, the libel of the last 4 years, has received a greater share of the black, Hispanic, and minority vote than any president since Dwight D. Eisenhower. It's not about political parties. It's about the integrity of how we choose our president. And we are honored to have with us again the man who showed us what leadership was truly like after September the 11th. We call him America's mayor. He is the president's attorney, and he is the tip of the spear in this latest fight. Rudy Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani, welcome back to America First.
It's a great honor to be back, Sebastian. Always with you. It's always a great honor.
So he has his own podcast. You've got to subscribe right now. It's called Common Sense. Common Sense with Rudy. Just go to RudyGiulianiCS.com. Follow him on Twitter at Rudy Giuliani. Mayor Giuliani, please reassure our listeners and our viewers across the country, our millions of Americans out there who believe in this nation, that this isn't about partisan politics. This is about the legitimacy and the transparency and the integrity of how we choose our chief executive.
There's no question about that. I mean, the reality is that this is, you know, the most sacred common function that we engage in, which is the selection of our president and of our federal legislature. And it has to be done with great integrity. And it has to be trusted by the American people. And when you get a multitude of allegations, I'd say 100,000 allegations, and you get an incredible amount of evidence that very, very fraudulent practices were conducted, they have to be investigated. They can't just be dismissed. Otherwise, particularly this election, will hang in history as one in which there were very, very substantial allegations of corruption and fraud, and they were never properly investigated. For example, I have focused my original efforts on the state of Pennsylvania for a couple of reasons. First of all, on the night of the election, the president was ahead in Pennsylvania by 800,000 votes. I consulted with several mathematicians, or whatever you want to describe it, people far brighter than me in math, who told me that the odds that Biden could win that many votes in what was left, I think he was at 64%, were almost zero. That we could definitely call Pennsylvania for him, and the only reason the networks weren't doing it is the networks deliberately seemed to be trying to steer the election to Biden. Well, that 800,000 votes over a period of 4 days disappeared. And the way they disappeared is in a process that is shocking and illegal. The law of Pennsylvania says that when you have a mail-in ballot, both parties have to be present when the ballot is separated from the envelope, because that is the only time you can tell whether it's legitimate. Once that envelope is gone, you can no longer ever tell whether it's legitimate again. So we were not allowed to watch that. Republican pollsters showed up in the morning, over 50 of them. They were put in corrals like animals. They were kept in those corrals. Those corrals were 10, 20 yards away from where the people were counting the ballots. They couldn't see anything legible on the ballot at all. All they could see is white paper being passed. And when they complained about it, they were told they wouldn't be moved any closer. When they complained a lot, they were threatened with arrest. The next day, when they went to court and got a judge to say they should be moved closer, and they attempted to move closer, the sheriff refused to enforce the order and told them they'd be arrested if they got closer. A very similar thing was happening in Pittsburgh at the same time. In Pittsburgh, they were also held in corrals 20 feet, 30 feet away, once again complaining they couldn't see, once again not being able to see. So every ballot that was cast that way becomes illegal. It's unlawful. It hasn't been properly verified in accordance with the laws of Pennsylvania. And the United States Constitution makes it very, very clear that the state legislature, not the governor, not the mayor, the state legislatures set the rules for the election, set the laws for the election. So we count right now, and this count's going to go way up. I'm going to interview all the witnesses. We've only interviewed 50. There probably are about 300 witnesses to this. Right now we count about 135,000 ballots in Philly that were put in the mix without being inspected. Well, and we have about 330,000 in Pittsburgh that were put in the mix without being inspected.
You're using the phrase put in the mix, and this is the question that I have yet to receive a clear answer on. If the law requires that poll watchers of both sides be there to certify at opening that ballot, and that did not occur in contravention of requirements, and that non-certifiable ballot is mixed in with all the others, Mayor Giuliani, what happens now? Can we void the whole election in that district? What is the legal recourse if it is forensically impossible to separate that ballot from a legitimate ballot in the same selection of ballots?
Then that number of ballots in that county has to be deducted from the whole.
All the ballots have to be...
Not all. All the ballots that couldn't be properly identified, which amount to about 135,000 in Philadelphia and 330,000 in Pittsburgh. So that would mean roughly 80% of those would be Biden ballots and 20% of those would be Trump ballots, and Trump would take a very large lead.
And
in the state of Pennsylvania.
And is there precedence for tens of thousands of ballots because of commingling being simply voided?
Well, it isn't commingling. It's for failure to violate the law, for violating the law.
Yes.
The ballots are unlawful. The minute the ballot is not properly inspected, the ballot violates the law set by the state legislature. It's the state legislature that has to certify the vote. So the argument is the state legislature cannot certify.
Right. Okay.
A vote.
Now I've got it. Because of that egregious transgression, those ballots collectively can't be certified, and that is why they must be nullified. Finally, I've got it. Of course I'd get it from Rudy. Follow him right now, at Rudy Giuliani. He'll be back with us in a moment. In the meantime, in the break, subscribe to Common Sense with Rudy. That's RudyGiulianiCS.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org. t2t.org. Thank you.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
I think you can agree, we give you what you need, including the best guests. Right now, Mayor Rudy Giuliani. We had a whole hour on our YouTube special with Steve Bannon, Andy McCarthy, Steve Scalise, Kurt Schlichter. If you want to say thank you, you know what you do? Support our sponsors. Not only will you continue to get incredible radio with access to the best and the brightest, you'll get a good night's sleep. Mike Lindell's MyPillow, he sold 51 million of them. Not quite as many as the president's electoral base, but it's a lot of pillows. Why? Because it's the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, and you'll get up to 60% off if you use my name. Not $69.98, $29.98. Massive deep discounts. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's MyPillow.com, 800-829-8468. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with Mayor Giuliani. Rudy, you have put bad guys in prison, a lot of them, and a lot of them organized criminals, RICO statute and everything else. For there to be enough ballot rigging to make a difference in the last election 6 days ago does not require a capo di tutti capi, does it? There doesn't have to be a massive network of organized individuals. There can simply be a fact pattern across battleground states. Is that correct?
Sure. Or it could be relying on places that have a long history of vote fraud.
Right.
I mean, Philadelphia. I mean, it would be unusual if Philadelphia didn't cheat in this election.
Right.
I laugh when I say that, too.
But it's true. We shouldn't be laughing. It's a fact. It's history.
There's 60 years of vote fraud in Philadelphia. Joe Frazier, the former heavyweight champ, has voted in Philadelphia after he died. The grandson of the grandfather of Will Smith, the actor, has voted twice since he's died.
Wow.
I haven't checked on Benjamin Franklin, but I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't vote a few times. I mean, the city has had enormous vote fraud scandals. They've had people go to jail. They're just well known for people coming in from Camden voting all day. It's common knowledge in Philadelphia.
Yeah. As a friend of mine said, she was voting in North Carolina, and somebody in the line said, "Who am I today and who am I voting for?"
That happens where there are Democratic control, and it's very hard for Republicans to get real poll watchers. Yeah. But here they went just beyond, because they had to go beyond. They were faced with a terrible problem on election night they didn't expect. Trump was ahead by 800,000 votes, Sebastian.
Yes.
They expected him to be ahead by a couple of 100,000. They can steal that in a blink of an eyelash.
Right.
This was a big endeavor for them. That's why it took a couple of days. They had to corral the Republicans. This was very hard for them to do.
How important now, Mr. Mayor, is speed? How important is it for you and for the Trump surrogates and the Trump legal team to get results and proof out in the open as fast as possible?
It's very important. That's why we led with this one. And tomorrow, worst case scenario, Wednesday, there will be a very similar case filed in Michigan, which also has the same allegations. Plus, there we have computer failure, but always in favor of Biden somehow. A system called Dominion was used in Michigan. The system failed in Antrim County. Antrim County, the morning of the election, registered a big vote for Biden. Very odd, it's a Republican county. When they checked the software had reversed the votes. If you voted for Biden, it registered as Trump. If you voted for Trump, it registered as Biden. That's already been reversed. However, it was used in something like 50 of the counties in the state. And now we're going to have to examine those 50 counties to see how much other computer software damage was done there. Also, in Michigan, we have allegations from a substantial number of people who were told to change the date on the ballot. So you couldn't count after November 3rd. Some came in marked the 4th and even the 5th, and they were ordered to be backdated to the 3rd. And there are about 10-12 witnesses who will testify to that. There are 8 witnesses in Philadelphia who will testify to that. And in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, that violates Justice Alito's order. Justice Alito ordered Pennsylvania to put aside any ballot that comes in after 8 o'clock on November 3. Those ballots, at least many of them, have not been put aside. And some of those ballots that came in, the date was changed from 4 to 3 in direct violation of the Supreme Court Justice's order.
Now
that's going to be a very serious matter.
Well, we look forward. We cannot wait for your next press conference. He's America's mayor. He is the host of Common Sense with Rudy Giuliani. Go today, subscribe, RudyGiulianiCS.com, and follow him on Twitter at Rudy Giuliani. God bless you, Mr. Mayor. Back to work. We trust you. America trusts you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works by attacking the cause of your pain, which is the inflammation. Listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if Relief Factor could work for you like it works for Reggie, me, and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans? Of course you do. ReliefFactor.com, promo code Gorka, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
I think one has to be careful in the choice of words. I think when you say that the election was corrupt or stolen or rigged, that's unfortunately rhetoric that gets picked up by authoritarians around the world. And I think it also discourages confidence in our democratic process here at home. And with the battle going on right now between authoritarianism and freedom, why I think it's very important that we not use language which can encourage a course in history which would be very, very unfortunate.
But saying you're making lists of Trump reporters, that's okay, Mittens, isn't it? Haven't heard you make a statement about that, have you? You gutless wonder. You're worse than a rhino. You're a snake. Language. Oh, must be careful about language. Because we've heard you talk out about the use of language by the Democrats for the last 4 years, such as when they're down, we kick them. Or when Barack Obama said, if your neighbors are Republicans, get in their faces. Or Maxine Waters saying, when you see a member of the Trump administration in public, harass them. I heard you make lofty statements about that, Mittens, Mitt Romney. What a pathetic... You are beneath contempt, you sad, sad little man. Fox, what is going on at Fox, guys? Last week, you cut away from Rudy Giuliani's press conference on voter fraud. And just now, Neil Cavuto, yes, Neil, we know who you like, okay? We know you're probably a huge fan of Mitt and Mitt Romney. But when Kayleigh McEnany begins a press conference on the voter fraud, and you cut away after 30 seconds stating there is no evidence of voter fraud, hey, Neil, that's not your call. You're a show host. You're not a judge. You're not an election official. You're not a secretary of state. You're not even a poll watcher. You wear makeup for a living. What do you think you're doing? Report the news, Neil. Let's talk about some incredible lies. About an hour ago, Beijing Biden made a statement. And he did so in front of a lovely blue background. And I took a snapshot of the blue background because it had the word upper left-hand corner on the wall behind Biden, Office of the President-Elect. Now, this is intriguing because I've worked in the White House. In fact, I've worked on a presidential transition team. And let me assure you, in the U.S. constitutional order, in our political system, there is no such entity as the office of president-elect. It doesn't exist. There is a campaign. The last two individuals in the campaign that are running are given general service offices near the White House for their campaign to run a transition team. Should they win? Once they have been confirmed by the Electoral College in December, conferring on them the title, legally, of president-elect, that transition team becomes the presidential transition team with what are called beachhead and landing parties. It's all very militaristic. But these are the teams that go to individual departments to prepare their cabinet member to take over the department. I was on the National Security Transition Team for the President-elect under Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. But nowhere, nowhere did we see an office of President-elect. Because it doesn't exist, Beijing Biden. This is how stupid they think you are. This is how brazen their lies are in your face. They made it up out of whole cloth, out of thin air. Oh, look, let's get some poster board. Let's go to Kinko's. Make the background blue, like the logo of the White House. And let's put a phrase on it.
office of the president-elect because the American people are too stupid to know. By the U.S. Constitution, we have no president-elect. The states have not certified the results of the election 6 weeks ago. The Electoral College does not meet until mid-December. Should either candidate enjoy a vote of 270 or more college electors in December, at that point, we will have a president-elect. If it is the incumbent, Donald Trump, God willing it is, we don't even use historically the descriptor president-elect for an incumbent who has won. Because we don't need to, because he's already in the Oval Office. But this is just one small, well, not small, I mean, it's significant, because if you're the president of Vanuatu, do you know this? You have no idea. I was on an Indian TV show this morning, and they kept talking about the president-elect Biden. And I said, all due respect, I love your program, but he's not the president-elect, because the Electoral College hasn't voted in the state houses across the nation. We don't have certified results from the states. And in fact, we have a legal battle right now. So you are wrong. Biden is not the president-elect. And don't let anyone tell you the difference. The president is on the warpath, and he is the ultimate closer. If you want to find out more, listen to our hour-long exclusive interview with Steve Bannon. They tried to cancel him on social media, but we sat down with him on YouTube. Go to my YouTube channel, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Watch it, because he describes the president's path to victory. America First, Sebastian Gorka, YouTube. Hit the notifications bell twice. You won't miss a thing, but watch that interview after the show with Steve Bannon. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I've been taking it for more than a year and a half, and I've lost my lower back pain that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I am pain-free. That's the same for Gary in California. I cannot thank you enough. I'm 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I've never felt better, and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. Find out if this incredible product will work for you like it works for Gary, me, and tens of thousands of other Americans. You've waited long enough. Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
America First. Magnificent.
Thank you kindly. Let's go to your cause. It's been far too long. Next hour, Steve Scalise, Hans von Spakovsky as well. An exclusive clip from our hour-long discussion with Steve Bannon earlier today. But let's go to Illinois. Will, line four, welcome.
Yes, hey, Dr. Gorka. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I believe it's Wednesday, right? November 11th, Veterans Day?
Yeah, Thursday.
And,
right.
I lived in Philadelphia for 7 years. I got a lot of friends on the ground there, including the people I graduated from Bible college with. I'm just wondering, what about getting mobilizing some veterans in Philadelphia to parade and to demand, a free and fair election? They sacrificed, they lost a lot of their friends. My dad served in Vietnam. I've got friends that I work with at FedEx, former Green Beret. I go to church with a couple of Navy SEALs in Eureka, Illinois. And what are your thoughts, sir?
I think it's a
I'm ready to leave tonight. I would drive to Philadelphia. I think my boss would let me go. I'm not ready to just give up on America to see it go down to these cheats. It's evil.
No, look, I think it's a wonderful idea. I think Veterans Day this week is a perfect opportunity, but why wait? I've been telling everybody on social media, I've been telling everybody on my interviews, get out there now. What are you waiting for? We have less than 37 days to go. If you want to make a difference, now's the time to make a difference. You don't have to live in Pennsylvania, you don't have to live in Arizona, but God bless you. Well, if you're prepared to drive all that way, then do it for Veterans Day. Organize yourselves. I've been texting, I've been DMing our listeners, our viewers. They keep saying, what can I do? What can I do? Well, you can donate to the president's campaign because they need the money to fight the fight right now. But guess what? You can just put on your MAGA hat, get your stars and stripes, and organize yourself. Whether it's outside the local GOP offices, the local field offices, whether it's the local election center, let your voice be heard now. You don't have to wait 3 days. You should do it tonight. You should do it tomorrow. When you get off work, organize yourselves. Don't be afraid. They want you to think one thing. They want you to think it's over. They want you to think it's not worth resisting. They talked about resistance for 4 years with their stupid pink pussycat hats. Well, show them a real version of resistance. Show the numbers the president has, more than 71 million, and they're not snowflakes. God bless you, Will. Stay on the line. Let's give Will a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Now, more relevant than ever. If you want to know how we got here, who the chief culprits are, and how we win, go to sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. The War for America's Soul. Back with Congressman Steve Scalise and former FEC Commissioner Hans von Spakovsky here on the Salem Radio Network.